fantastic news that we've avoided tragedy because we've, as you know, your coastline has seen some awful tragedies over the years, and it's just wonderful when things do work out as they did, and you have people who did all the right things. Obviously, the Coast Guard responded very, very quickly, the lifeboat very, very quickly, and we had a really positive outcome. And they're the kind of stories we'd love to hear about in our organisation. What I would remind people of this weekend is that we had spring tides with a full moon yesterday, so we got spring tides for the whole weekend. And so you're going to have rip currents running off your beaches, and so people really need to be aware of it. As you know, you've got 14 lifeguarded beaches around Donegal, and we'd encourage all your listeners to use the lifeguarded beaches and to encourage, you know, your visitors who are coming up to visit you to get onto the lifeguarded beaches because they are a lot safer. Lifeguards tend to know where the rip currents are and keep you well away from them.
And that being said, we also have to recognise the fact that even though water may seem relatively calm, there can be those hidden dangers.
Well, that's it. And the rip current is one of those awful hidden dangers. And, of course, surfers love them because they use them to get out past the surf to come back in again. But a lot of people don't recognise them. You recognise them where, there isn't surf. So if you see a blue area where there's not a lot of surf, that's normally where the rip current is. We'd also say to people, please wear a life jacket when you go float. Everybody wear a life jacket when you go float. And then if you fall in, well, it's not a problem because we've got a wonderful lifeguard service that will get to you within that golden hour, be able to save your life. But if you don't have a life jacket, then unfortunately you're ruling out the chances of being rescued. So that's really important.